and I was going to make a beaches joke.
You're not back. This is the intro.
Whatever.
Back
as a new episode. God.
I mean, this is probably... you're right. New. New's
way
a good
go,
word
Dylan.
For it.
Dylan, way to go. You have ruined it. You've ruined it.
This isn't another you and me special, isn't it?
No, it's not, because we got a special guest.
We got somebody crashing our party.
This podcast is kind of worse than the Secret World event comic.
Oh,
topical, you know?
Good one.
I don't read Marvel.
Well, never mind then. I just recently got into Secret World, I'm just going to endure the event comic and just like buy all 8 issues.
You know what's weird?
What's
not to jump forward, but I've kind of only read the supplementary stuff for that. Like, I read there's a 3-issue miniseries for Kitty Pryde and Star-Lord.
Right,
and it's just
right.
This kind of sort of spy-ish, you know, puckish, roguish story kind of thing. Like, it wasn't great, but it was just kind of cute, you know, because it does deal with the weird Ultimate Universe thing where, like...
Anything can happen.
Most everyone's dead.
You can open up for, like, exactly, yeah.
So, Peter Quill has an excuse to be, you know, kind of like a mopey dope, but like he's kind of just using that to get Kitty Pryde's affection or what have you. I don't know. It's weird. And she has claws for some reason.
Yeah.
I only read, like, Image and Dark Horse right now, apparently.
Well, boo-hoo to you.
Sorry.
I mean, that gives you a lot of material to work with.
Hold on here, guys. Hold on. Who are we? Gotta get used to it, you know? You just gotta say, like, I am Robert. I'm the guest host, or the guest on this latest,
You are.
P&B special.
Yeah. P&B special. Okay, that's good.
Yes. P&B. SEO. Nobody else is P&B. Unless you're
true.
Urinating on the sand.
I've done that.
That'll be like your toilet talk. It'll be pee and beach.
Pee and beach.
Mm-hmm.
Pee and beaches.
I have urinated on public things.
I'm sure you have.
that one night when I was talking to you about, like, gosh, like, basically got arrested. Yeah.
You peed in a bush?
I peed in the bush like an hour before I got arrested because I was kicking a trash can.
Probably Rage Against the Machine or, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
George Michael's Freedom.
Exactly. It was exactly that.
Freedom! And they're like, no.
I don't know about you guys, but I am totally comfortable with peeing outside. Being in the backwoods, nowhere land, gives you many privileges in this regard.
Capital of the states. You know, like on the sidewalk by the bars. There's a few, like, bushes here and there. All I did was just squat and unzip my pants. It felt
squat.
Great.
You squatted.
Well, he's not gonna stand up. He's a tall boy.
I'm 6 foot, Kayla. Come on. But
man, that's bad.
Okay. To really get it to gaming terms, I crouched. I pressed my crouch
button.
He
went prone.
Yes.
Splayed out.
If I did that, I would have tasted my own urine, but that's another story.
Well, that's a night, I must say. The night is young.
Nope.
The night was very young at that point. I just went to a gay club beforehand just to, like, try it out. Fun.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I've never really sought them out in Cincinnati, so I don't really know where they are.
Well, you kind of have to be a loner to go, because, like, no one else wanted to go, and I just recently, have any friends at that time, so that was fun.
It seems like an interesting experiment, if nothing else.
No, it totally was, because it was like, I was seeing a few, like, guys leering at me, it's like, oh, this is kind of awesome, kind of really creepy, and I kind of get it now, and oh, God, now.
You know who wouldn't mind a nice gay bar? Revolver Ocelot. he would find his way around a gay bar pretty well, just controlling people into thinking he's sexy. A lot of hypnosis, a lot of mind control. Metal Gear, people.
Well, which type of Revolver Ocelot are we talking about? Are we talking about Metal Gear Solid, Liquid Ocelot, were we talking about?
I was going to say Liquid Ocelot, where he's just like this weird consciousness. Like, man, I really didn't like that beat in 4 when I went through it. I don't know.
You didn't like it in 4? Game.
It didn't do it for me, man. It's just like, I don't care. I don't care about Liquid Snake that much outside of his role in 1, Metal Gear Solid 1.
No, so, it was just this crazy, bald-headed, like, white-haired guy who was just, like, going crazy.
I have revengeance for that.
Sure.
For a special breed of crazy.
Sure,
for that special someone.
No, but just...
That's crazy.
Just in 5, like, Metal Gear Solid the Phantom, like, I like him, okay, but just, like, when you look at the entire series as a whole, it's not the character.
Of Revolver Ocelot's purpose?
Yes. Well, no, not only the purpose, or like, okay, why he's friends with Snake, or why he's very much like, okay, let's voice in your head, is voice of reason rather than crazy gunslinger.
Well, I mean, I hate to be that guy, but it is apparently one of those things where you just keep going and kind of, you'll root into his true intentions. Yeah. So.
I mean, how far are you, Dylan?
To be an apologist. And I'm just talking about some of the spoilers I've seen. I'm only, like, 3 hours in. You know, I just got the puppy.
Well, I am about 15
Aww,
or so.
Aw, puppy.
Aw, yes, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm not huge on Dee Horse, to be honest, so I'll be glad to move on.
The only big you have for Dee Horse is just, like, getting the hell out of there instead of, like, airlifting a vehicle you can do with later and like later missions for the most part. Dee Dee can be able to like sense like different enemy presences, so you don't have to be scouting the entire time.
I mean, I've mainly been like doing missions at night in the mm-hmm. sneaking suit you get for beating Ground Zeroes, so like in terms of detection and stuff, like it's kind of hard for people to see me unless I'm actually in the spotlight or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really enjoying the stealth so far in this game, I gotta say. Like, the ways I've tackled... I did that first Spetsnaz mission, like, 3 times. Totally different ways each time. By the time I got to, the third time, all I did was, like, run in, go prone, take out the 3 people he was standing at, because he's, like, the leader of a unit, and then just, like, CQC'd him and then Fulton him out.
It took
20 seconds. You know the environment so well from just exploring it a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. oh, this guy's gonna... His spotlight is gonna go by this fast, or this rate, or whatever. And, like, I know exactly what to do, when to do it, and queued up Kids in America to, you know, send me out. Like you do. Like you do.
God, I just, like... How do you typically play, like, a mission like that, where you're just like, okay, you have to go in, get out. Like, grab the folders, grab the documents, grab the hostage, get out of there. You do just typically, like, just, like, bolt in everyone, because that's what I did.
I can't fault in everyone, because I have to be picky. You know, I can't have, like, units that are all E-ranks.
Well, you might need get much it initially.
At first, it's a good idea, but I've realized that, like, from my small imports from Ground Zeroes, like, I got Hideo and, like, the 2, like, CIA dudes or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But like, even still, you can put him in the waiting room once you gain different different categories to slot them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something to consider at least. But I'm still very much early on, like mm-hmm. you know, just sort of opening up to me of all these different missions and stuff. What mission am I doing now, actually?
You haven't met Quiet. You haven't met Huey. You haven't gone to Africa at all.
No. Yeah. Which all I know is he was a fuck. He was just a fuck face. So that's all.
He kind of feels sympathetic in some ways when I met him. Jesus, what are you guys doing to him? What has he done?
You should have played Peace Walker, or at least.
I don't have a PSP.
Well, fair enough, but a Vita would do just fine.
Well, gee, I don't want to spend money on PSVD stuff. It's nothing but the PS Plus.
Well, I guess that's fair.
I am a tart, yes, I know.
Sure, why not?
My Vita stopped working yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome. I forgot about that.
It's this weird problem where it's clearly the machine is turning on, but there's no display. Like, something's wrong with this LCD display or whatever. But I don't really care enough to look into it getting fixed, because I have a Vita TV, or PlayStation TV, should I actually want to play a Vita game. So it's just like, do I even care enough to get this fixed?
That's what those are for.
Oh, you know what I just found out in Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain? There are generators that shut the lights off.
Yes, yes, and they alert everyone position. Everyone freaks out once that happens.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's why I have the little Ground Zero suit. So, you're right, people are freaking out, because the sets of lights go off and it's just like, ah! Everybody on high alert. There might be a gay guy here. Gay. Oh.
There might be a
gay guy.
Freudian slip.
Sure it was.
Okay,
what have you been playing?
What
did you start fucking hosting?
Yeah, well, whenever I was uninterested in whatever y'all were talking about, apparently.
Metal Gear.
I haven't played it yet, and I don't know.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you got Tembo the fucking elephant.
Badass elephant.
I'm sorry, I don't think fucking is in the
title. I mean, he probably does his fair share. He's got a pretty big trunk on him.
Rambo, the badass elephant. I mean, that's pretty much what he is. Yeah, I played the, I watched a old Laser Time Twitch stream of that.
Who?
Laser Time. Some website. They're pretty cool kids, you know. Some muckety mucks. So, I watched that and I was like, I think I watched it when it first aired and I just forgot. And then I watched it again and I was like, oh, this is kind of cute. I'll try to play this. And I did. And it is pretty good. I played like the first four little levels or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. I bought it on Steam.
Steam. Too hot in there.
Oh, the educational program?
It glitched the fuck out.
You glitched out?
It glitched out. Like, I tried going forward, and instead I went backwards, and then when I tried to jump, I went straight through the levels.
It's not all just some kind of weird braid twist?
And then I kept falling, and falling, and falling. For a good 5 minutes, did not stop. And I was like, maybe I should shut this off and ask for a refund. So I did.
Aww.
Sounds like when I play, like, Grand Theft Auto 5.
And it just goes...
No, like, I try to mess with mods, and I just like, oh, now I'm, like, falling through the sky. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
Sometimes that's enjoyable, just to see it go completely, like, ballistic and, like, all the...
You're like, what's going on? Whenever
I change to, like, a cow or a pigeon, it's an automatic F, and I have to restart. And it does that whole thing over and over again.
Of busted? Or wasted?
No. I think it's wasted, yeah. Because, like, once you change it, like, out of your human form, and it just automatically breaks the game. Like, oh, nope, go back to the checkpoint.
This is not how this works. You need to go back.
But you know what's really fun with, just random tangent, but I just found playing mods. You know, like the animal mods where you just, like, play as different skins for them. But if you go to, strip club, like you approach like a lady first as a human, and then you
a dame,
pretty
a
much.
Broad.
Thank you. Once you like approach them as a human, and then you just quickly switch back to like a fox, or a dog, or a great dane, or a cow. Like you like automatically back room as that character, as that animal, and it just makes like the weirdest animation.
Now, important question. Can you play as a Sasquatch or Bigfoot?
I don't think so. I mean, not with these mods. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can, but it's just I didn't do that research for the most part. But I was just playing as a cow or playing as a pigeon. Just watching them just like moving their torting their bodies.
So they in like a bipedal formation or what?
No. It's made to look like they're like midsection, their ear, in some cases.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. They have their like hooves up, or like,
it's a weird visual.
It's a really fucked up visual, especially if we're like a four-legged animal. But just like once you get like a bird in there, like all you see is the head, and it's like completely like mouth ajar and like Ugh. Eyes wide open. It's like, Christ, you're really enjoying this. I think I took a few photos of it, but I spent like a good hour just like trying out different models. Like, okay, it's a good photo.
That does sound fascinating, I gotta say. Like, yeah, just to deconstruct the game in that level and just kind of completely
see what's
just
going on,
screw around and just completely subvert any kind of message.
Exactly, like
conveyed. Just like, oh, I'm going to discover the plight of a middle-aged man in a struggling marriage. It's like, no, I'd rather play as just like a cow with a fucked up midsection.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's poor lady.
Oh, she's been paid anyway.
She's like, yeah, let's do this. I'm in LA. Woo!
Woo! Let's do yoga.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She probably thought it was a furry, but who cares?
She's probably into it, so it's okay.
It's LA, why not?
I mean, it is LA, so.
It's on the left.
I'm pretty weird sure Hollywood types. They're into some weird shit. You know.
So
Dragon Age.
Yeah.
I'll just get it over with, guys, because I haven't finished Witcher, so I probably won't for a while, because I'll be too busy with work.
I'm sorry, Kaylee, is this time for me to read my Star Wars comic right now? Is it?
Yeah, go ahead if you want.
I mean,
yeah,
I am playing Metal Gear as we speak, so.
Yeah, I'm playing Dragon Age.
Ar Shaddaa, the smuggler, there's moon.
I finished the DLC. It's interesting. I'm pretty sure they're going to make a fourth.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, well, you know, hey.
Look, I mean, for people who care,
like,
I'm glad
Pokemans.
It exists. Oh, whatever. That is not a, that is a false equivalence, ma'am.
Okay.
But. So, Kayla, you have to explain something to me about. You have to explain something to me about Dragon Age. What is a nug?
A nug is like a pig, like a guinea pig rabbit thing.
Okay. What purpose do they serve?
They're kind of like a food source, kind of like a pet.
Okay, so, dogs.
Kind of like a small pig, but hairless, with ears like a bunny.
Cute little pig, got it.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Cute little pig and stuff in your mouth,
enough,
yeah, okay.
They'll grow ram horns and you can ride them.
I can taste the Baconator from here.
Hey, I mean, the dwarves think they're a delicacy, it's okay.
Of course they do, they would.
Yeah. I mean,
fuck those guys.
And at some point, someone thought they spread the blight, so they killed a whole bunch of them. And that's why they call it the Squealing Valley, but no one ever talks about it.
Ugh.
Is this a DLC, or are you just still ramming through the story?
No, this is the actual lore. So.
She was telling me about Nugs specifically, because I got her the souvenir at PAX.
Yeah, he got me the souvenir from PAX.
I did send. Should be your way at your doorsteps soon here.
Yay!
So.
It'll go right next to my pink one.
Good.
Yay. Far away from Egon, so he doesn't eat it.
Yeah, my cat's trying to get into it.
He's like, let's see what this is. No.
Squeak.
So, yeah, the Trespasser DLC is pretty good. It'll make some people mad, I'm sure. Drew Karpyshyn, who wrote for Mass Effect and wrote the good books on Mass Effect, came back to
BioWare.
We're all happy with
to
that.
Work on Star Wars The Old Republic.
And not Mass Effect.
Still, whatever. He also wrote some good Star Wars books. So
pretty good. I read the audio. No, I listened to the audio. No, not bad.
Yeah, the Darth Bane ones?
Oh, no, not the Darth Bane ones. Just the Mass Effect ones.
Oh, the Mass Effect ones. The third one I never read. The first two I read.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I have the first two in audiobooks, actually. I am still...
No, the third one is legitimately...
Which one is Ascension, or what's it called?
Ascension is the second.
I think Deception is the fourth one. The fourth one just made by some, like...
Yeah, I thought Deception was the terrible one.
I had no idea of the story.
Yeah, he had no idea what any of the lore was. He was just like, I won't
Okay, the Tyrians have an embassy. Like, no, they don't.
No, they don't. You're wrong.
They clearly don't.
they clearly don't because it's, they kicked them out of the council.
It's embarrassing to geek out like that, but it's like, well, you're writing a, you know, published work of fiction.
Brand book,
and I'm
yes.
surprised yeah. none of those writers for Mass Effect wrote like read that and went like, this is all wrong.
Hey, buddy, this is
you,
not good.
You fucking suck. Like,
hey, we wrote Mass Effect 3 ending, and we know this is bad. So, I mean,
yeah.
Let's get cracking.
You forget they're owned by EA as well, so it could be just in their hands, you know, handling the brand in general instead of BioWare. But who knows?
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty sure BioWare is still like, nope, this is still ours, and you're going to fucking let us.
It might be one of the situations where it's sort of EA does own them, but they'll kind of leave them alone until they start talking about multiplayer. Then EA kind of slides in and does the EA stuff.
Well,
hey,
it could be another situation
bad.
Where it was just a timing
multiplayer
issue.
Was not bad, so.
Well, they just need a book out now that they planned
some
out.
Sort of
like, oh, fuck, can't
fiction.
Do anything to do with it. We can't fix any of this, so. Yeah.
But well, I'm really hoping they keep going with the Mass Effect multiplayer for Andromeda.
The next one, yeah. Because that third one was pretty good.
Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was probably one of my favorite things of 2012.
Doubts,
So good. And the, Tembo and Drennan. That's it. That's all I played.
Damn.
Sorry.
I know.
Work sucks.
Oh, tell me about it. Yeah.
School sucks.
So.
Yeah. I'm young.
And I'm starting college again, so woo!
Best of both worlds, Kayla.
Yep.
I didn't talk about everything I was playing. We were just mainly just, you know, riffing on Metal Gear for the most part, but...
Alright, what else have you been playing?
I got Pokemon Shuffle on my phone. It's the Match 3 game that is set in the Pokemon world.
Oh.
And it is okay.
Oh.
Like, it's... It seems more deceptive, honestly, than anything compared to its 3DS version. Like, it's very much more emphasized on... item management and being sure you come back 5 times a day and get your, you know, daily login bonus and, you know, like,
you
get a great ball for this one instead of just a Pokeball. It's just like, well, you take the fun of the puzzles out of it because you're focusing on these fucking free-to-play mechanics.
Okay, have you played Marvel Puzzle Quest?
No, I have not.
Just on the free-to-play iOS or Android market, because like I got
Puzzle Market,
Puzzle Quest, I think it's called, but it's something with puzzle word. It is very much a Match 3, but it was like superheroes and supervillains coming back at each other, something about a story, then something about, like, I don't know, team missions, and just playing through that. Like, there's,
I mean, if I kind of wanted a lot of that angle, like, I'd probably go with just Puzzle and Dragons. So,
okay.
Because that is actually a pretty good mobile port compared to its, you know, handheld iteration, like, you know, 3DS and stuff. So,
gotcha. Because I saw there was like a Ghostbusters one as well. Which I don't understand that.
Are you trying to franchise that again? Like, make it a big thing?
Well, just like, well, not really make it a big thing, but just use the characters as part of the Match 3 of, like, okay, if you get 4 in a row here, you're gonna do more damage to the other team. And just all like Ghostbusters versus Ghosts. I've never played it, but it's just like the Marvel game is very much into that. Where, like, okay, oh, well, you can get like a health pack, it'll cost you this money, or like, okay, you can get like there's like an instant trading cards as well, which they instead of like cards or comic book number ones for the characters, which was admittedly neat, but it's just. Playing it after like 10 days, it's like it gets to the point where, like, I really don't want to do this anymore. Like, I feel like I've wasted
this
my life.
This is boring.
Yeah, I kind of got there after 2 days with Pokemon Shuffle, to be honest. It's just like, it's a fun puzzle game, but I can't help but feeling like you're artificially, like, constricting how these puzzle pieces fall so that I have to use certain items and stuff to get higher combos or whatever. So that doesn't really encourage me to keep playing. That just makes it so I have to buy stuff, and it's like I'm not gonna do that. I've sold my soul to one free-to-play game, and that is Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
That's different. What I'm talking about are the soulless free-to-play games that make you feel completely empty after playing. I'm talking, like, The Simpsons Tapped Out, which I still have and playing right now. Which is just... God, I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm not even reading the text. Apparently it's funny. But I don't know. I just like it just satisfies this part of my brain. Yes, I gotta do this. I need to play this. Limits. I'm getting something out of it.
See, I get that.
You get your high from it.
Exactly,
I sort of get that from Hearthstone, but I actually enjoy playing it and, like, keeping up with the metagame and how it evolves and stuff. I think Hearthstone is technically a different beast from those types of games that are, like,
time management and resource management.
Because all Hearthstone is focused on is, like, you buying card packs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that with in-game currency or, you know, like, money.
I mean,
it's very much LOL, pay to win, but, you know, there are plenty of game types you can play if you don't have all the cards. They have, like, two or three modes dedicated to people who don't collect all the cards. So.
Right, and just, like, all this free-to-play bullshit make, like, StarCraft look like a fucking hardcore strategy game. Because, like, I'm just, like, tapping all this bullshit. It's just meaningless management to have, like, more to do about luck and more to do about, like, bleeding. And just like, hey,
Fallout Shelter?
Hey, you know what? I'm thankful that it crashed on me 3 days into play.
Yeah, I got bored of that after 2 days, too. I guess I just have a low tolerance. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I kind of enjoyed Fallout Shelter, even though kind of like, I don't want to say hating it, but just like finding no...
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that I can tell that there's a lot of love and care, and it's a good game, but it's just not... Those games aren't just for me. I guess.
Hold on here. Not just that, but just to the point of like, okay, it is like tech propaganda. I just like got that into my head. Like, oh, this makes sense.
It
validates the existence of this like, free-to-play bullshit games.
Yeah, and so
if
Vault Tech
was here and doing it now, they would have something like that.
But also, so are those Fleischer cartoons they're doing now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, when they're doing the perks and, the specials.
Yeah, so it's like strength, perception, endurance, all that jazz. Charisma, intelligence.
Luck.
Language.
Agility, and luck. Okay.
Yeah.
My mistake, I'm a terrible Fallout player.
You well, are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you got like 8 weeks to atone for that, I guess.
Start playing 3 in Vegas now.
No.
Yeah, you're not gonna finish this.
Hey, wait! I thought you love stuff like that.
I do, but just like replaying those, or is just fucking death. Like I'm trying to
we
run
did
through
that earlier this year, so.
Well, I don't have your free
once,
time.
Yeah.
Once New Vegas got announced, we were all like, "Hey, we should load up New Vegas for old time's sake."
Yep.
And we all chose New Vegas because it's like technically underrated compared to 3.
No, like so. The beginning of New Vegas, pretty damn great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's just like, nope, here's all your stuff, get the hell out of here. It knows that it's...
You're like, we shot you in the head. Oh well, let's go.
Get yourself patched out, just slap me on the ass and get out of here.
Which was pretty interesting in and of itself when it came out, so...
For sure.
Like, I watched myself get shot in the head.
But you got him back for it, at least.
Oh yeah.
Everybody did.
I banged them and then I fucking suffocated him.
You hit him and then quit and then he quit his life.
Sex and murder. That's
it's sex and murder.
Quite murder. A combination. Yes.
Murder.
Yes. I did invent basically a headcanon for my most recent Fallout character because it was a woman who just had a thing for Boone and that was kind of it.
Had a thing for
that's
Boone.
That's kind of as far as my headcanon
Boone.
Went.
Yeah.
For Boone.
He's the sniper.
Oh.
He just kills everything for you.
Yeah. He's like quiet, except, you know.
Can't talk and not.
He shot
incredibly
his own
sexy.
Wife.
Yeah.
Not as revealing clothing, I'll say.
Nope.
Going out on a limb there. A phantom limb, perhaps?
A phantom
limb. Well, hold on a second. Does Boone's lungs work or don't?
I believe they do function as normal human lungs. You don't have to splash him in the water to elicit some kind of weird puppy love thing.
Okay.
So,
I don't know where that came from.
His wife was stolen from him.
Was sold out from underneath him by this dumb bitch woman.
Some crotchety old hotel owner.
Yep. and she was pregnant.
Yeah, it was a
Boone
real bummer.
Had to shoot him and had to shoot her to save her from Caesar's Legion.
Yep. Wait, why did he have to shoot her?
It's because there was no way he was going to be able to, like, free her. And death was better than being
a slave.
Okay, so
slave.
What you're saying is your player
character...
They never
really dig into that stuff. They
Your player character can actually kill this pregnant woman.
Right.
No.
Boone.
Boone does before you meet him. Like, that's why he's, like, the way he is, and he doesn't want to get, like, too emotionally attached to anybody.
That's the difference between an 84 Metacritic and an 85.
Yep. And then you have... What's his name? Levi... What's his name? Chuck.
Arcade Ganon?
Yeah, Arcade Ganon. Who is a gay man. And it's adorable.
Yeah, I He's never... He was so late man. In the game that I never really got too invested in him, I guess. But... Because once I had Boone, I really didn't need anybody else. Boone was a solid companion.
I wanted everybody. I made sure I had everybody.
I still love, though, the promotional materials for Fallout 4 when it was like, you can romance your partner, and it's always your protagonist with a dog. And it's just like, well, can you choose... I know that's the only revealed partner so far, but can you choose
a different
image?
No, there's another one.
Image?
But there's the promotes bestiality. Bam!
Hey,
there's a Minuteman who's also been revealed to be one of your companions.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Actually like a special character in the vault, in the shelter game.
Oh, he's really... Okay, but do you think it'll tie into the app at all? Like, you know, he'll be cooler if you do stuff in the app?
No, I think they're just like, you have a special character, whoop, this is his name, and you're like...
I know him.
He's in... And they're like, yeah, he's in the new Fallout game.
He's on my phone!
And you're like, okay, cool. Yeah, so were you laughing about the Minuteman joke?
A little, you know, you just seen in Fallout Shadow.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, we're good. It's all good in the hood. Yep.
Kayla, you should get Metal Gear.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Share it on somebody's Steam account. I'm sure Marco can hook you up with that.
In fact, I believe
he has a PS4. Wait. I thought Marco said something about lending me a PS4 copy. Well, now that I have one already, he could just give it to you.
Or something, yeah. Yeah, because I don't think I'm going to play Mad Max. I do have a guy at work who likes it a lot.
It's not bad. In fact, I enjoyed
it quite a bit.
You
might like it.
Enjoyed it quite a bit when it ramped up towards the end. But, especially when it comes to the narrative and stuff. I think it actually did a pretty strong job.
Yeah. What did you play it on?
PS4.
Uh-huh. Can I borrow?
It's a digital code. Ooh.
Damn it.
It was a review code at that.
Oh, okay. So, I'd
wait for a sale. Like, $30-$40, perfect price for this game.
I might just Redbox.
Or that. I'm doing that with Until Dawn, so...
Yeah.
Do that with Metal Gear instead. Metal Gear is much better. You get a hell of a lot more enjoyment out of it.
Okay. I'll read it if I like it. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Metal Gear is kind of eating up most of the free time I have for games. Kind of crunch time when it comes to my neck of the woods, school and all that jazz and work. You know, two jobs, all that shit. Yeah, fun times, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's adulthood for you. So,
being a student, Kayla, what you're going to be experiencing in a few weeks?
One class, it's microeconomics.
Well, fuck you then, never mind.
Look, man, I work 40 hours a week, there's no way I can take more than one. No
way. I'd much rather be working 60 hours a week than doing a class, to be honest. I was ready to graduate when I started freshman. Okay.
Yeah, but I kind of want to not be in retail my whole life.
Yeah, well,
so,
I'm trying to get out of here by my school by next year, so.
So, yeah. But I only have, like, 5 more classes I need to take.
All right, that's good.
Yep.
At least you're not starting from scratch. That would suck.
And then I need to go and start to get my bachelor's.
There you go. Wait, what do you have? What do you
have? I'm not a bachelor.
I'll get an associate's, and then I'll go into bachelor's.
Okay, I'm just going straight into batch next year, so, boom.
I'll make more money anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So. Probably. Amen.
Yep, so we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some nonsense shit.
Yes, we are.
Because that's how we do things.
Fast and loose here in P&B.
Fast and loose. See you later.
P&B.
We'll be back.
Peace.
Sit up, Loafy. Fox Kids will be back. Back to Fox Kids.
What a thrill with darkness and silence through the night. What a thrill.
And we have returned. Yep. Yes. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
Yep, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no scroll thing up this side. I'm sorry.
Scroll.
Yeah, scroll.
Like the aliens.
Like the aliens.
Like those Marvel characters.
Hey, yeah, like that guy in Marvel's Capcom that was all the Fantastic Four in one and somehow manages to still lose.
Anyway, so we've
don't
all had a nice
pee.
Returned back here. Talk about.
I peed and then drank water, thus beginning the cycle anew.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed
it's
that
the
when
circle
when
of
I,
life.
When you drink a lot of water, your pee is more translucent.
That's good for you.
I drank so much water today that I swear I was just peeing the water I drank. There was no coloring to it.
There are no toxins in your body.
Correct. I am a
That's
pure.
What that means.
I'm a pure human being.
You're all clear. You're the highest level.
I'm
You're
Apex.
Higher than Tom Cruise.
Apex. Oh, Tom Cruise. What a lovely man.
Tom Cruise in a step stool. That's another thing.
No, when he gets the bald cap on and starts doing his Tropic Thunder character, I am in town. When he starts dancing to the fucking
Oh,
world.
Jesus, yeah. God damn it.
I will massacre you. I will fuck you up. Oh, that is so good. And nobody knew it was him.
Yeah. Oh,
credits.
I knew it was him.
I don't know. I couldn't notice it at first.
Yeah.
He sold that kind of...
He did.
Like, every movie has that sort of, you know, generic angry general guy. But he didn't.
The angry executive who wants what he wants when he wants it.
Pretty much,
no
yeah.
No F's, ands, or buts about it.
Fuckface. Yeah. This is Flaming Dragon! Oh, Tropic Thunder. What a movie. That movie is almost 10 years old.
Oh, God, really?
Tom Cruise never ages, doesn't he?
That is a secret of
Scientology.
They discovered the fountain of youth through that.
Through money. Yes, through money and not Botox.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
From suing the government into making them a non-profit religion.
It ain't that hard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
They have...
I.
Yeah.
And then Mission Impossible was indirectly responsible for the rise of pirated music. Because Metallica went to court, and then... And they won the settlement, but then it's, well, you won the battle, but you didn't win the war. Nope. Then everybody was pissed at Metallica and just torrented everything.
They're like, fuck those bitches.
It's like, you guys are rich, we're... And then, and now, you're gonna be lucky if your album sells like 10,000 a week or something. Like, through official channels.
Mm-hmm.
Things like SoundCloud and social media, that's a different thing to measure.
Spotify,
yeah, I use nothing
it's all
but Spotify.
So dodgy.
Except for like a select few bands. Actually, yep, I'm buying your album no matter what. Such as Churches this Friday.
Yeah, I'm getting vinyl more stuff more often.
Really?
Yeah.
I got, that's true. Yeah, well, I found a record player in my parents' basement, so I didn't even have to buy it, and it was still in pretty good working condition.
God,
that's pretty good. Good job.
I got the Proto Man's cover album, the cover up. was my first vinyl.
A good album.
Surprised to find that it was on two records.
I could see that.
Because there's a dozen songs.
There are a couple of those songs that are pretty long.
Long in the tooth, I'll say, yeah, for sure.
Long in the tooth? Do you think that really means what you think it means?
Long in the tooth means they're old and not working much anymore?
Talk about a penis, we're talking about.
Yes, but that doesn't mean why it's on two albums.
Well, because there's some... I don't know. Mm-hmm. They're also lengthy songs in general.
Yes, they are.
Because the higher bit rate.
In the 80s, they had lengthy songs, yep.
Well, I mean, the Proto Men also famous for their long songs.
Yes.
Are you talking like Pink Floyd level long songs, or are you talking like like Genesis long songs?
Genesis what? Long songs.
Yeah, Genesis. Okay. I'd say that's a good barometer. But no, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
I got their cover album and I got their Act 3 lead singles. They're two singles they made for the album on vinyl. And that'll be coming in soon. Act 3 stuff. Proto Men's cool. They're still probably like my favorite band overall. So, yeah.
Mine is going to be Black Keys.
You're what?
You guys are all Black lame. Keys. Yeah.
Sorry.
Who's Black Keys?
Black Keys.
Oh, I think you said Black Keys. Like what? Black Keys, I'm not even going to say they used to be cool, because I didn't really care for them at all, in their early days, but, I liked the El Camino.
Good, that's a good one.
That's a cool album. But their new one's kind of iffy, I don't know. Fever, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm. The great Elvis tune, yeah.
It's in, I think, Rock Band 4, which I think has its finalized set list. And some DLC songs kind of teased.
Such as Baby Metal.
So yeah, Such as Baby Metal and Weird Al Yankovic and Earth, Wind & Fire. So they're starting to dig a little deeper. I will say that the set list isn't nearly as outstanding as the other three games, I'd say. There's still some standout tracks. Like, they have Light Up the Night by Proto Men in Rock Band 4.
Good.
Which, I mean, that's great for me personally, and it's like a good gateway for the band to get in to Rock Band, but, you know, pound for pound, there's not really a lot of impressive songs. They did get Panama by Van Halen.
All in the DLC.
They got Panama by Van Halen, and they're trying to focus on the DLC being backwards compatible, obviously. Yep. So, that'll take a bit of effort on their part, I'm sure. I saw that people got the review code, well, not codes, they got review Rock Band kits, for Rock Band 4 already, and that game's been out for a little while, so I sent a tweet to Eric Pope being like, can I just get a box and review the box? Can I unbox just the box? It's like, oh, that's a nice shade of brown in there. I could hide myself in it, review it based on a scale of how my cats sleep in it. Oh, I'm saying box journalism. You can't keep me in a box, but I can put a score on it. Boom. You can't sell out the box journalism industry. I'm thralling conversation.
I know, it's great.
But no, those Rock Band boxes are always fucking huge, man. I can never keep those. Like, a console box is at least manageable.
A bunch of cubes, yeah.
Speaking of console boxes, I got myself a new console.
You got yourself a PS4?
A PS4?
PlayStation. PlayStation 4. Yeah. So I got this about a month ago, but, you know, the recording schedule's been kind of sporadic, so I haven't been able to talk about it much. But I got
How
a PS4.
How did you get that PS4? Because I hear it was a hoot and hanny.
Well, I saw online that it's like, hey, Kmart's got it for $200. And once I saw that, I thought, well, I'm not going to waste time going into a Kmart. I'm just going to price match.
Because
it's a fuck. Okay, so when I Google Maps, at Kmart, there was one location, and there were seven surrounding it, and they were all closed. Like, literally surrounding it, like, it's the capital city of the country of Kmart. And it's like, well, I went into the store, and it's very clear why they're closing. Because it's a fucking dingy shithole. It smelled like a rotting store. It's like, if a Walmart's interior was let out into the sun, and just baked in there for days. It was, so rancid. But no, Kmart, where this falls in, obviously they're just liquidating their inventory, you know? Like, they're not going to be selling this shit much more because there's barely any stores as is. So they're selling off the PS4s. For $200. $200 PS4s. And that is... that's an all-time low, I'd say. Right? I mean, you know, you don't see...
yeah, you almost never see that.
But you got the Last of Us. Yeah. The PlayStation controller. Yeah. The hard drive.
This is like some kind of
the
gold
weirdest
gold bloomy.
No. How are you getting it from this?
I was able to acquire a PS4 and I was able to go through different chains and retailers through this sort of
you didn't ask whether you should.
Only if I could, and then did.
Oh,
sorry. But no, I price matched at Walmart and like Target. I even went back to the original Kmart, which they don't even sell electronics in Kmart. They only sell them through online. They literally don't sell electronics.
You fall into a time machine. It's like, what the fuck year is this?
It's like I've fallen into the 1940s. But it's buy war bonds. But I got it through Target, basically because the clerks were all in on the deal too, so they all basically got themselves PS4s as well.
For 200, nice.
For $200.
Like, we were what the all, fuck, guys?
I was clearly fleecing the system, and I fleeced it even further by getting a The Last of Us bundle.
Nice.
So, I got me a PS4, downloaded The Last of Us, and quickly am building up a digital library, because I'm kind of committed to just going all digital at this point. Like, Witcher's an exception, because it was free for my cousin. He let me, he lended it to me, because he didn't really care for it. But everything else pretty much will be digital, I'm thinking, from here on out. Because once I got my PS Plus games in, and then I got, you know, like, Mad Max review code, Diablo was on sale, got that, and at that point, everything else is already digital. So, now, what will be the next problem is probably the lack of space, storage, all that jazz.
Because
that'll probably come early next year, if I had to guess.
Yep. Oh gosh, yeah. So I'll
cross that bridge and get to it.
I am just completely torn right now, because like, I've been a PlayStation Plus subscriber for over 2 years now with just my Vita alone. So just like, you know, just like acquiring all those like PS4 games that download. I don't have a PS4 at all.
Well, you still should. You put them in your cart so you can save them for later.
Right,
that's exactly how I got. That's how I got, let's see here. Grow Home, Sound Shapes, Splunky, even Rocket League, you know. Mm-hmm.
But just, even still, like, then I saw that Halo 5 cinematic and thought, like, oh fuck.
You want an Xbox?
Oh fuck, I love Halo, I forgot about that.
No. I used to love Halo.
Sure about that?
I don't know. I like what I'm hearing from Halo 5.
Oh yeah,
and what I'm seeing from the cinematics and gameplay. But I mean, I went through the same song and dance of Halo 4. Mm-hmm. So I even bought like all the DLC for that game, even the Champion pack that came out in, like 2014. You know, that just came with like weapon skins and a helmet or something. Halo 4 was a weird time, man, because it was great at the time, but I feel like months later it already felt dated.
Oh my gosh, just like a few weeks ago, I visited my friend who does have the Xbox One and the Master Chief Collection. Played multiplayer all day, and it was just a freaking fuck ton of fun.
Yeah, there's still that kind of energy and like fun to Halo that no other shooter kind of can reciprocate.
Yeah, it's just... so full of color, and you automatically know what's expected.
And I feel similar ways of that kind of expectation of gameplay in Call of Duty. Like, I'll probably get Black Ops 3, if not for a review, just for shits and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do enjoy the Black Ops series specifically, so...
I still haven't played 2.
I don't know if there's anything I want on Xbox One that's not on PS4.
I mean, that's the thing. It's just multi-platform now. Barely any.
Yeah.
That's like.
And honestly, I'm surprised that like with their whole integration of PC gaming, they didn't go like, and Halo 5's coming to PC. Like, just like that would be their checkmate. Like, oh, they are serious. Microsoft stores. I don't know.
That's so dumb though. Why would you do it on PC though? You're killing the Xbox One. That's your biggest.
That's
biggest
the pull.
Well, then do it like 3 months later. Then
no, not at
like,
all.
Time exclusive, no.
That is, you're killing your brand.
Not really.
Yes, you are.
They did it with Halo 2.
Yeah. Okay. That was a completely different time then. When Microsoft didn't even know Xbox friends mostly.
Hell, they're doing it with Killer Instinct now.
That's different, though. That's Killer Instinct. That's a free-to-play game. Mm. Free-to-play
game.
Yeah,
I know it is, but I don't feel like it would cannibalize that many sales because...
It is not a system seller at all.
It's not really like, this is Killer Instinct, it's always been on Xbox.
I mean, you know what's gonna, like, inhibit sales of Halo 5 is the fucking Master Chief Collection. Like,
or how much of a shit show that was.
People are still, like, pissed. You know, kind of antsy about that game. Because it's still, like, fixed with an asterisk.
Fixed with, like, four fucking asterisks in it.
Well, or, like, you know, five different, you know, finger-breaking air quotes of fixed.
Fixed.
But, I mean, I won't deny that Master Chief Collection is, like, genius, if nothing else. Like, putting those games together and really like packaging Master Chief's story and having a bit of a buffer.
I'll just watch all the cinematics of ODST remastered and then I'll be good.
Ooh, yeah, that would be pretty. Especially since all the humans won't look like they have fucking, you know, like puff-faced weird
textures. That's the only
textures.
Halo I liked.
ODST?
Yeah.
It was good.
It was really good. I like the grainy jazz music.
Oh yeah, that was cool. But no, I didn't really care for the visor, you know, where everything's like weird dark neon colors.
Wait, everything was just outlined from the get-go,
yeah.
Right, but it
showed a great skybox at night.
Well, yeah, that's true. Man, I haven't played that game in a while. I might want to dig back into that. I still have my 360 hooked up, mainly because I want to try and get back into Dark Souls 1.
Still have my 360 up because I do.
Brendan kind of got me thinking more about Dark Souls 1. Because it's like, I have Dark Souls 1, and then it's expansion pack. So I could just play that instead of Bloodborne.
Just do it on the PC. Don't even do it on the console.
What the fuck, PC? I have a Mac.
Oh god, never mind. I'm sorry.
Am I gonna play, like, Half-Life games? Like...
Oh, so I have a fun story. I think this will be hilarious for you guys.
I'm sure it isn't.
When, you know... I worked at Toys R Us, and I ran my own like express store.
Mm-hmm.
You remember this, Dylan, when I worked at Toys R Us?
Yes.
So we had a secret, like in my store, we had a little secret Santa, and one of the girls that we had, I actually picked, and I knew she had a PS3, so I got her the original Demon's Souls. And she's like, "Oh my god, you're the best person ever! Like, you know the cool shit." And I was like, "You're welcome." 2 weeks ago, my parents got a package in the mail with my name on it, and it was from the girl, and she was giving me back Demon Souls because it was too fucking hard, and she tried all this time to beat it, and she couldn't, so
wait,
she
like
gave
2
it back
years?
To me. Yeah, more than that. It's been like 5 years.
And she just sent it back?
But the thing is that how she figured out where the fuck I lived.
Ooh.
Because I haven't lived there in over a year. Yeah. And mom's like, "So, we got something in the mail for you?" I was like, "Just open it." And they're like,
"Oh, it's anthrax."
No. They're like, "We don't know what it is."
You put
no.
anthrax in a copy of Demon's Souls, they'll never know.
But they told me the name, and I was like, "Oh, yeah, she worked at my store. She isn't going to kill us or anything like that.
She doesn't have any anthrax on her."
Yeah. I was like, no. She's just a hilarious anime girl, so just open it. And they're like, "It's a copy of a game called Demon Souls." And I was like, "Oh, my God, fucking really?" So, yeah.
That's the related to the drugs and stuff. There's this documentary coming on, I think, on some national thing. About Northern Kentucky, and do you know what it's called? What the name? This wonderful documentary.
Hillbillies.
It's called Heroin USA.
Oh, nice.
My region, specifically Northern Kentucky, is suffering such a heroin epidemic that it's fucking terrible.
But like, it's like Montana with meth.
Pretty much. Like you can't throw one of my hillbilly sticks without running into somebody with meth.
Meth and heroin, they're both, like, really, like, white trash drugs.
I mean, they go hand in hand as well. You can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
No. Yeah,
love
you gotta have both.
Oh, golly.
What's your see, what's Columbus, like, known for besides being the capital?
I don't know, man.
Sports?
Sports what? Like, Ohio State? That's pretty much it. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's good enough for them.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I heard somewhere it was, like, the popular spot for lesbians, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess nothing, so, yeah. Nothing screams lesbian like Central Ohio.
Pretty much, yeah. But, yeah, just Buckeyes. Yeah, OHIO, that's it? I'm an OSU student, but I'm terrible. Sorry.
Yeah, my father's an OSU student.
Sports.
So I like when we redecorated one of our basements one of the times, he just coded it in OSU stuff, and I'm like, "What? What are you trying? We're in like people bleed blue here and all that bullshit, like all this UK stuff, and you're just up here with your OSU, your little man cave."
Well, that's like my dad doing Minnesota Vikings and Cowboy territory, like. Really?
I'm sure they get along.
This is not gonna go well.
Cowboys and Vikings historically have gotten along.
Yeah, I know, but it's just like, oof.
Oh, come on. It's not as bad as, like, Michigan and OSU.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
Or the Redskins and the Cowboys.
My sister got some kind of letter from Michigan, and my dad quickly was quick to rebuke it.
What? That's ridiculous.
Just, well, I mean, she gets college stuff from, like, the most people going into college now get a lot of letters from colleges being like, hey, give us your money.
Hey, so, apply here.
We're for-profit, too. Let's go.
Yay. Yeah, spend $100 just to apply. You'll get in, for sure.
Fly across the country just to take a tour.
Yeah.
Fucking predatory. But no, just, like, speaking as someone who's lived here for, like, over a decade through the schools... Same with my sister, my test. It is kind of awful in some places. Okay. Because, like, we were both, like, initially like, big Michigan fans. So it just didn't really gel with a lot of people.
Oh, you mean just the sports culture?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's even the same here in Cincinnati. We don't really have any outstanding sports, anything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Bengals are okay. They always have a good start.
The Bungles,
but they always fizzle out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always fizzle out. So. Mm-hmm. And then basketball is just nothing really great.
It's just UK,
UC is kind of big, but it's mainly UK. But even then, it's not really a Cincinnati thing. So Reds are historic, but they're not really that great, you know? Mm. So. Sports, Kayla. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Dallas.
Dallas Cowboys. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Exciting.
That's all I need to know. Texas, isn't that where they, I don't know, like...
Isn't that where the way they do stuff, you know?
Yeah, we do lots of stuff.
Do controversial things. Mistake clocks for bombs.
We're home to one of the greatest and then one of the worst presidents. Yeah.
Rick Perry, woo!
Fuck that noise. I'm so glad.
Perry 2016.
Nope, we're not doing it. Nope.
I'm still surprised Huckabee's in the running, though.
What is wrong with him?
That he is a monster. You check under your bed.
No. The thing is, Huckabee, he just saw like Donald Trump's campaign. Like, okay, how can I replicate this, but with zero the charm and
with no charm and more religious fanaticism? And it's just like, well,
whatever. Scott Walker like suspended his campaign.
And then Chris Christie lost weight and just threw it at Mike Huckabee.
He lost weight?
Yeah.
You can't really tell, but he has.
Ice.
I mean,
somebody took off the jowl and he felt better.
He just ripped a piece of his fat off, threw it at Mike Huckabee's face.
He did that during the debate. It was amazing.
It was a pretty good rebuttal, I gotta say.
Apparently, Bernie Sanders live tweeted and got really bored and left. The last debate, he was just like, it was boring.
It was like 3 or 4 hours. It's like, I don't understand.
It's a long debate.
Oh, God.
It was really fun
hearing the old people come in and talk about the GOP debate, and I was just like, can I just make your copies and get you the fuck out of here?
Can you just
please
stop talking? No, it's great. It's the world's biggest hate watch.
Oh god, it's so good.
Well, for some.
They're all ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I can't help but laugh.
And it's like, I don't really, like, some of these guys I actually don't really hate. You know, some of these guys I think are pretty alright. But it's just like, well, they always gotta pander to their Republican values, and that's...
Yeah, they've already gotta pander
that's
to
not my,
far
that's not my
right.
thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I was the first one to defund Planned Parenthood. Like, good for you? Like, what the fuck?
Yay for letting women have breast cancer more often. What?
Just so you can, like more kids be born.
Well,
because
yeah.
you put it in a fucking campaign yeah. slogan.
I mean, yeah. like candidates like John Kasich, my governor, like, if you look at him, it's like, oh, he seems okay. Then you, like, dig deeper, and it's like, oh, yeah, he kind of, like, removed, like, protections for transgender workers. Oh, yeah, he also, like, helped close down a few abortion clinics. Yeah, okay.
And it's like, Ben Carson might be, like, a world a climate change denier or whatever, and it's like, well...
He's a creationist, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of man of science are you?
You're a fucking doctor, what?
But, so yeah, but that's the thing about the Democratic Party, is they don't really have any reputable candidates so far besides, like, Hillary
Bernie.
And Bernie. Hillary Bernie. And Bernie, and that's it. And Bernie Sanders will listen to this fantasy world where there's just no limit to funding of anything, ever.
Well, he knows, like, yeah, you are going to have to pay for this, but you should.
But he's not really telling anybody.
Yeah.
He's letting the people figure it out for themselves.
Quit trying to fool yourself, Kayla.
Money's a construct, man. You can just make money if you want more of it, man.
Whatever, let's just be socialists.
Let's just be living this forever war zone, man.
Anyway,
Bernie 2016.
It just feels like how I foresee things. We're gonna have like
Bush Clinton.
No, no, God, no.
Bush Gore.
This isn't 1996, okay? But yeah.
Bush v. Bush.
Oh God, who's the second Bush?
Who's the other Bush?
Jeb.
No, HW. He only got one term, you know, so he could come. He could bounce back.
No, he's 90. He's never nope.
I mean, Bernie looks like he's 90.
Poor Bernie.
Just saying. See, at this point, I would probably go back and try to get John McCain. Because he
and
seems
and then slap
okay.
him and be like, if you pick Sarah Palin again, I'm fucking gonna kill you.
She is the reason you lost, you bat, you old bat.
What's wrong with you fucker?
Oh, but have you guys been keeping up with the late night wars these days?
No, I haven't.
Oh, with Colbert
I don't,
during the race,
uh-huh.
and it's
I don't
kind
have TV.
Of he's Colbert's bringing this kind of weird sense of class, I think, and like respect and sort of earnestness that is a big pivot away from his Comedy Central character, obviously. But it's very interesting to watch. Some of his interviews with like prominent Republican candidates are pretty interesting. Like people in the crowd were trying to boo Ted Cruz, like you do.
I boo him. Just
like you do, but
him.
But Colbert was just like, well, I mean, you know, whether you whether you agree with him or not, like he is my guest, so I'd you know I'd appreciate if you
right,
did,
right, right.
you know, boo him. So and that's you know it takes a lot of balls to do that. So
yeah, like I was reading
whatever,
somewhere just like
Ted
the
Cruz can get smacked in the face by Trump.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would too, but there is a certain amount of respect you need to show war.
He looks like Will Forte in makeup.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And bad makeup that's kind of like fading away a bit and you know sagging.
Like I cannot believe he's from Texas at all. It's like he looks.
Isn't he Canadian?
Yeah.
He technically was born in Canada, but he like revoked his Canadian status. And
so the fuck
all
what?
American.
Fucking Donald Trump tried to make Obama into this like Kenyan icon.
It's
he did, and that
Cruz.
Made a great video.
Ah, yes, the
we're the circle of life.
Correspondence dinner.
Yep. Here's the log form. And it's just the opening credits. Great.
Yep, yep, yep. No, speaking of Trump, like his appearance on Colbert, it was like strangely.
Oh my god.
No, it wasn't anything at all.
So
it was just really subdued in some cases. Okay, I was just reading a story somewhere.
But he still has nothing to apologize about at all? Like, ugh. I get he's a man of conviction, but it's just. Whatever. He's allowed to, he doesn't have to play by the rules of anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as we don't have to bail him out of bankruptcy when he finishes his campaign, we're good.
Yeah.
Well, as long as he doesn't.
President, and now I'm bankrupt again.
Well, if he's not going to be investing in another, like, casino, then probably not, yeah. Because, like, three of those four bankruptcies were due to casino. They were failures, because it was nothing but his money.
He didn't grease the odds in his favor enough. He made too many winners.
He didn't buy enough Indians, so.
He didn't make enough Indians cry.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Indigies. Well, bought any of their casinos.
Thank you, white man.
Sorry, I gotta you know, make my case as the token white guy of this podcast. Still, technically, the token white guy.
Yeah.
White boy's making some noise. Woo!
White's true.
Quite, yes.
But back to your point about, like, who's appearing on Colbert. Like, there's this, like, super evangelical. There we go. Christian, who was just shouting at the quad, oval, the greener wheat, a couple days ago. And yeah, I was just, like, kind of, like, awed in some cases. It's like, he was, like, surrounded by a bunch of, progressives, just kind of challenging them, like, okay, I'm gay and I'm this and that, just, you know, just giving them the back and forth, pulling him. I don't know what came over me, but I just felt like I need to watch this. They were like, I felt like not bad for him. It's like, I know it's your right to protest, but just like, it is a natural contrarian in me to, like, gotta get respect. In some ways, I know you're saying, like, we're all going to hell, or like worshiping football, but like, I guess he's the right to do this too, because it was exactly like the Shirley Phelps Roper interview with Chris Antista.
Oh dear,
classic.
Yeah, just like a class act in both ways, just like super nice, but like, yep, we're a fucking piece of shit going to hell, but just being completely polite about. He kept on ending his sentences with "sir," "am," but it was just
kind of bad. I have some religious fundamentalists head over to my campus too. I don't think they were WBC proper, but same ideology of just trying to, you know, goad people into touching them at all so they can fucking have a lawsuit on their hands. And what else did I see?
I don't know, but
there was
just
some anti-rape culture protest, I think, because a guy allegedly raped a girl last year and basically got a slap on the wrist
and that's it.
Like on campus, you know, all that jazz.
And Joe Biden actually visited our campus, Ohio State's campus, because of that. And then you know what happened 2 hours later? Rape was reported. Yeah, isn't that fun? Yeah. So
college life. It's fun. No, but a weird aspect of college life is, Kayla, do you know the app Yik Yak?
Oh god, not this.
No, I'm too old for that.
It is basically like a forum message board, but it's,
I know what it is, I just don't participate in it. Well,
for the listener, for the layman,
or laywoman, come on.
Or lay lady.
Sexist.
It's layperson. It's a messaging app where it's, sort of like a message board for a local area, usually like a college campus or something, and people usually go by these anonymous monikers, like a purple sock or a pink boot or, you know, like a orange duck or something. And it changes for every thread, so you can't track a person, you know, based on their icon or whatever. But basically, you can just say whatever the fuck you want with no consequence, which has its, you know,
ups and
ramifications,
downs,
obviously.
Yeah.
But it's very fascinating to see what people kind of just, well, I mean, a lot of college kids just want to fuck, and a lot of college kids just want Starbucks, and a lot of college kids just want to fuck at a Starbucks.
A lot of people don't want to talk about feminism.
Well, that might be an OSU thing, because honestly, it's kind of split at NKU. Somewhat conservative, somewhat, but also somewhat liberal.
No, like, whenever somebody tries to, like, raise something up, a question about feminism, It's like you have that divide.
It triggers something in guys, or it's just like, well, did you know that in paternity care, or like, you know,
you just hear a bunch owning of
parts. It's heavily skewed in the woman's favor. The wage gap is a myth brought on by the lizard people in the Nazi FEMA death camps.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just re-downloaded my Yik Yak. The first one is, okay, holding up your index finger in a picture is the dumbest thing sign.
Man, that is compelling. That is a compelling talk.
Opinion.
That is journalism
The funniest thing is that when you're in a somewhat crowded place, like we have a student union where, you know, it's like a lot of cafeterias and stuff are there, and something happens, like a flash mob happens or something, and then everybody just starts talking about it mm-hmm. at once, and it's like a big popularity contest to be make the snarkiest comment.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's like it's almost like Twitter in that way too.
Well, it's more like Reddit. It was more like a Reddit thread.
It is kind of like Reddit because like I heard just a bunch of chicks randomly screaming at the entrance of the student union, and I just like yacked, I guess is what they call it. Like, oh man, it sounds like three girls are trying to go Super Saiyan in the lobby or something. And it's like you don't have to have any kind of insight. It's just you make a weird, stupid, funny thing, and it gets like 20 upvotes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of like Reddit in that way, I suppose, but.
Okay, let me just tell you where I live. You know, what part of Columbus?
Columbus, right?
Oh, yeah, here's one that pretty shows where I live. Pretty, but somehow I still don't have a home.
Yeah, that's a lot of, like, college students who are secretly loners, and, like...
You didn't get that last part. Homecoming date. High school, suburbia, come on, man.
Oh. Well, they could be seniors. What was I gonna say? But no, it's just fascinating to me. Like, it's not even a thing like, oh, I'm a huge fan or whatever. But it's just interesting to watch. You know, it's one of those things where you can't really get advertisers in there because unless you're just trying to directly sell to college kids. Which, by the way, Mountain Dew is doing with their fucking shit-ass, like, you know, new grape soda Mountain Dew. But I digress, because I actually forgot what my point is. Yik Yak. You can't really, like, you know, monetize that in a lot of ways, because it's not on a massive scale. Like,
you'd be surprised.
Depending on where you live, you might not get, like, at my house, which is only 15 minutes away. I barely get any Yik Yaks on my phone. It's only when you go on college campus.
All right, here's from 2 weeks ago, or I guess, like, 5 years ago. I'm 18, I still haven't had my first kiss.
Aww.
And then you're gonna get like 29 upvotes or something. You're like, I'll kiss you. Like, whatever.
Well, let me look at it right now. Like, it will happen when the time is right. Don't be. Fuck you. That's funny.
They're trying to be nice.
Fuck them. It's not a place to be nice.
They're trying to give you encouragement. Somebody kiss me right goddamn now.
Yeah, like, I didn't think I'd be in a physically romantic relationship in 2015.
I didn't either.
Just saying.
No. You're gonna forget it. It's not a big deal, as you honestly. So boring.
Just wait till the hand job. It's there's a reason they make lube kids.
They're kind of overrated, to be honest.
It was still nice.
Well, I'm glad
I had a good time.
Didn't.
And I actually arced it like an angry bird, so.
Oh my god.
God damn it, Dylan!
I was gonna start painting like the targets on the floor or something. Just to
it was just a Jackson Pollock. Here we go.
Start working on my aim. Yeah. Well, you know, I have something. I have something to shoot for next time. So. Get it. Shoot for.
I'll work on my backstroke. How about that?
Oh goodness.
Oh boy.
I think we're just gonna shut this down.
Wait, Kayla, do you have any sexual experiences that you want to talk about?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
well, that's fun then.
I have plenty.
You don't use Nick like, you know, Zangief or something and just do like a body slam?
Jesus.
No.
Or like test any Lucha Libre moves on him or something? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you do things in Texas.
I'll say something.
Okay.
He started calling me Sugar Pop as a pet name. Funny. Yeah, so I call him Cuddlebutt.
Ew.
Yeah. because he likes to cuddle, and I like his butt. He's like, I don't know how I feel about that. I was like, well, you call me
you
this
have a nice
dumb
butt.
Name. And he's like, I have mixed feelings about that. And I was like...
Fuck up.
He seems whiny. Kayla, I'm gonna... I hope he's not listening, but he sounds whiny.
He's adorable.
Well, should we even say this? Like a
And his family's... His mom lives in Nashville.
Ooh.
Yep. So, and his dad lives in Arlington.
All right.
Like, 20 minutes from my place, so...
Neat. What's up, Robert?
How do you feel about pet names?
I think pet names are fun.
You know, me and my lady, we're still on, like, Babe and Baby and, you know, Honey, or...
Yeah,
like,
he still calls me Babe.
Nothing personable, but...
Yeah.
I mean,
As long as he never calls me Bay, I will...
Yeah,
we've
never called each other
Bay. Like, don't ever call me that. Babe, or whatever else you want to call me is fine. Fine.
I just
wanted to find, like, a whole list of, like, awful, like, pet names and just start calling him that every time he calls me something. Like, alright, we're gonna play this game, huh?
No, Jesus. Start escalating.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah,
honey.
I'm gonna escalate this.
Honey burger.
Honey burger.
Instead of honey buns.
I don't know, it just, like, got me thinking. It's like, okay, since gaming has ruined my life in some cases.
Oh, God.
Because, like, I just call, you know, like, the love interest. But for the most part, I just literally...
Hello, my love interest.
Hello, ally.
Love interest Katie, yes.
How was my Paragon ranking today?
Pretty much, yeah.
Do I need to do your suicide mission first? I can't think of any gaming pet names I would call somebody, to be honest.
Yeah.
Commander.
The...
Shepherd Commander.
Commander. Yeah, Commander. Shepherd.
Shepherd.
Shepherd Commander.
Oh, my voice is a little hoarse.
No, I mean, it's like I'm going to put on, you know, like, cat, you know, those fake lenses you put on, like, what are the colored contacts?
What are you talking about?
Call me Geralt.
Sure.
I'll be your witcher.
I'll be your witcher. You'll be my succubus.
You'll be my bitcher.
The hell? That's awful. Awful.
And then it's just it's also a just treasure trove of puns of Solid Snake and, you know, Liquid Snake and, you know, Punished Snake.
You're my revolver, Ocelot.
12
I'll
shots.
I'll be your big boss. Yeah.
No. I'll put a bomb in your vagina.
I'm big and you're the boss. Hey now.
We can be the naked snakes.
No. Twin snakes. That's when you got
Twin
two
snakes.
Dicks. There's a man on Reddit who talks about having two dicks.
I saw that picture.
Yeah.
That poor man. Because one dick is just neglected the whole time.
Well, not really. He has to, like, you know, like, work on both just to keep it alive.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want one of them to wilt away or anything. Yeah, he's a national treasure. Let's be honest.
I mean, to be honest, it got me thinking, like, experience half the pleasure with one working, or does it have like full force of like one normal one, both two working at the same time? It just got me thinking. Like,
you'll just have to read that AMA.
What's up?
You'll just have to read the AMA.
Yeah, I'm sure that's archived.
I'm sure.
Archived.
I'm pretty sure Nick could pull it up if he really wanted to, because he reads Reddit.
Great. Not all.
I'm probably just gonna stare at the picture for a long time, really long, uneasy time.
So if he starts spinning it around, like, does he have to not get them caught like propellers? You know,
like the weirdest helicopter ever.
Or he'll do them both clockwise so that they never hit each other.
I mean,
boom.
From the picture I saw,
it's like a double Dutch.
Jesus. I mean, it looks like a double decker for the most part. One of them was on another, and they're both like intact. So, like, I can't really imagine them like not like twisting up a little bit.
No, I got some kind of DNA strand.
No. They seem pretty thick. Thick enough they won't be, you know, tying a knot around them.
Gotcha. I certainly hope not.
Yeah, it'd be kind of horrible.
I mean, wouldn't his balls be putting in twice the work?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. If he had, like, another pair or not.
Oh god, four balls? Oh.
Like a Krogan!
Yes. He's a living human Krogan. Crossbreed. How do you know that, Kayla?
Whatever, the quads? I mean, come on.
Oh my god, I felt that one of my quads.
Yeah. Fuck off.
Do you also know the name of the fucking guy who, that's what, Fish?
No.
Well, I kind of thought you would.
The band?
No, the guy in the Presidium who's just like, man, there's fucking fish in that fucking tank. I want to fucking eat the fucking fish.
But there's not. There's not. It's just.
And then the other guy's like, you're a fucking idiot. There's no fish. Like,
you could even go ask a Turian about it, and he's like, no, there's no fish.
I'm telling you, I've told you once, I've told you a million times, there's no fucking fish in the Presidium.
There's no fucking fish in the Presidium. That's where all the wastewater goes.
God.
And then he asked, like, hey, did you see the flowers on this one side? Like, we just recently replanted them because some shithead let their dog poop all over them. I was like, oh, that's nice.
I need to play these games again. But they're never... I seemingly won't do a trilogy of the game until, like, right before Andromeda comes out.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like, and then they'll make it PS4 and Xbone. Yeah.
And then we'll have an excuse to play the multiplayer again.
Yay!
I will. Yeah. I am down for that anytime.
I mean, do you believe it's going to be coming out holiday of next year, Andromeda?
Yep.
No. Maybe. Could be early. That's could be early 2017.
Well, you know, they've worked on it for a couple years already.
But if the scope is
they had from Mass Effect 3, which is literally 5 years ago.
No, it's literally like 3.5.
But
3.5? Wait. Yeah, 3.5. Yeah. So that's another year and a half. That's 5 years.
I mean,
maybe.
You're seeing a much bigger trend in big AAA games. Just like, yeah, we're coming out in the fall. Then after E3, like, yeah, we're going to be delayed into like early next year. You saw that.
And then in the case of some games, it's like, well, actually, it's the summer of next year.
Well,
whoops.
Yes. There's that, but just mostly.
I'm thinking of Persona specifically.
Okay, whatever. Right.
But whatever. It's Japanese bullshit.
Fucking anime bullshit.
Yeah. I know that Mass Effect 1 was delayed a lot.
But that was a special case.
2, yeah, that was because that was like. New was console, that gonna be a holy game? Fuck. Yeah, it was supposed to. That was Oblivion, so. And Oblivion got delayed 6 months. And then Mass Effect got
Skyrim
delayed.
Skyrim didn't,
though.
Skyrim was like announced at the VGAs and then came out within a year.
Yeah, that's because Bethesda was like, oh yeah, remember when we fucked up with Oblivion?
Same thing with Fallout 4, where it's like, it's announced at E3 and it's coming out in, you know, 4 months.
Like, yeah, we're almost done.
Right.
So, here you go. I'm pretty sure BioWare is like...
Oh, I can't wait. I seriously can't wait for Fallout 4. I am fiending for
Fallout. Nick wants to play it together.
If I'm gonna pioneer any kind of review code game access thing at FTG while I'm still there,
like, Fallout 4.
Fallout 4 would be my magnum opus, as it were.
So Nick was trying to log into his Google Play account so we could watch Rick and Morty while he was over at my place, and he stumbled into my old apps, and he found all of the bolted dating sim apps that I had downloaded, and he's like, what is this? I was like, you cannot judge me right now. You constantly go through Reddit and you play Hearthstone, and he's
there's
like,
nothing. There's nothing wrong with Hearthstone, Kayla.
I was like, don't judge me. And he's like,
too late.
Okay. And I was like, don't judge me.
He sounds like a nice man.
He's a nice baby. He's my nice little ginger.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah, we're gonna shut this off, guys. We're just gonna go home now. We've wrestled this bitch to the ground. And
some people have 8 a.m. class, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. All right. So if you'd like to listen to more of this, you can find us on iTunes and on Stitcher because we're there. PNB on Stitcher. Yep.
On Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other shit. I'm gonna try and put it on like SoundCloud and stuff.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah. So where can we all find each other?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Kayla Zumop. I write from no one and nowhere because that's no fun. You can read. You can follow Dylan on Twitter at FaZeOn117. You can also read us stuff on frontboardsgamer.com.
And occasionally lasertimepodcast.com.
And occasionally.
Well, I mean, I'm doing more stuff there.
So. Right, right.
Robert, what about you, Robert?
Ooh, plugging time. Ooh. Okay, yeah. Let's start off with this one. I now write about games. It's fun. At Twinfinite, I'm a staff writer doing a little weird news stories or just, you know, just a few features when I have the time, which I don't right now because it's awful. Then I also want to do more things with Laser Time. I made this one video and another article for them a while back, and I'm doing some editing at, Front Doors Gamer writer, Lido Govich?
Gavachani?
Gavachani? Lido.
Giovanni.
Giovanni, yes. He has his own, like, personal blog called Lido Shuffle, where he posts a bunch of, comic book and geekery articles that need editing, so...
That boy cranks out a lot of material.
He is insane.
A content machine. He still posts, like, 4 articles a week, comic stuff at FTG, so...
On top of his,
On top of his Lido Shuffle.
On top of Laser Time as well.
Does that for Laser Time?
He just posted something today about, like, 7, reboots that could have, like, a... Like, new Ghostbusters treatment with, like, hey, all
I wish he, I had his time.
I'm sure he'd... I don't think it's about time. It's just mostly about his brain, how he produces things. It's just like a snap at a... drop at a dime.
Yeah.
To use the term. But it's just, like, nutty. Like, I can't even keep up. And, like, the time it takes to edit is, like, probably worth what how much he does. So, anyway, that's my thing. Follow me at 23 Breach, or not at all. You know, just ignore me and
just watch
me wither
away.
Just leave me alone, guys.
Just leave me alone, guys. I don't need you.
And don't be sure not to follow Travis Foster at Turbo Bison.
At Turbo Bison on Twitter.
Don't you know what? Give Marco a nice message. He's a busy boy. He's has his finals week.
Compliment his beard. Or
you give him compliment his beard. Compliment his ability to hold his alcohol, all that stuff.
Oh, he can hold his alcohol for sure.
And also,
and then there's Landon.
Landon's bowling. And that's why he's not here, because it's bowling night.
Where's my money? Yeah. In joke.
So yeah, you can follow the podcast at PNB Podcast on Twitter. Where I pretty much run it. Twitch.tv/PNB Live for our occasional YouTube, Twitch streams. And YouTube.com, I think it's /PNB Vids. We're going to try and do more stuff with that in the near future. Travis is honestly spearheading that stuff mostly, and he's had a bit of a tumultuous time lately, so.
Alright. And we're out, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.